Weirdly, I think Corona has meant that we're having far more interesting, in-depth interviews with people because people are in their homes and they're happy to talk about real stuff. Would you not agree?
Yes. I also think, though, what we make up for in content, we lack in audio quality because we're speaking to them across an already stretched internet.
Via Zoom, house party and Skype at the same time.
Yeah. So if you don't recognise a person's voice, it's because they don't sound like that. They've been thread through 42 shitty modems across the world and this is what we're getting.
We got the chance to catch up with Hayley Steinfeld, a singer, songwriter, actress extraordinaire. You may know of her incredible songs, Woke Up Late with Drax Project, Most Girls. Have you got some of them there, Jess?
Girls.
Have you got any Woke Up Late?
Yeah, there you go.
She was also in True Grit that you love.
Yes, great film. When she was 14.
That's crazy.
14. Yeah, an amazing resume for someone that is so young. We got to catch up with her in isolation on the other side of the world earlier.
How are you?
I am so good. Thank you. How are you guys doing?
Very well. Where are you holed up at the moment?
I am home. I'm home with my family, which is, you know, a blessing. So making the most of it. It's a strange time, but it's been nice to slow down and take a minute.
Have you realized, like a lot of people in the world, that you don't like your family as much as you thought you did?
Yeah, you know, I have moments now where I'm like, this is a lot of time together. It's been really nice. I'm never home, and we're never together, the four of us. So the fact that we've been able to like sit and have meals together is just—it's actually been really nice.
What's the family set up? Have you got a sibling, a brother, a sister, or?
I have an older brother, and he's working from home. So you know, don't hear from him until he clocks out. He's just working hard, doing his thing. So.
Can I go back all the way back to True Grit? It was an amazing film and you were 14 when that happened. Yeah. Was that just mind-blowing at the time? Did you have any kind of realization of the world that it had thrust you into?
No, I don't know that I did. The whole experience was so surreal. Even to this day, I look back on it and think, like, so many people that whole year from we shot the film, it came out the same year and then it ran the whole award. The whole year was just like jam-packed with just True Grit. And almost every person I encountered would say to me, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. You have no idea. And I just, of course, remember obviously feeling so grateful and so fortunate. But that statement, I think I heard so many times, it just kind of ended up going in one ear and out the other until I was, I guess, wise enough to realize that moment was truly a once in a lifetime moment. Just with the character I got to play, the people I got to work with, just literally everything. I could go down a long list, but it was pretty surreal.
I can imagine if you've spent your life working towards trying to do something huge like that, you're semi-prepared. But at your age, like how quickly did your world just completely turn on its head from what the normal life you were living to a year's worth of, you know, like I just can't even imagine being that age and your world changing like that.
You know, it's funny because it wasn't like it was anything too drastic too soon. Didn't make a film for about, I think a year had gone by after I made True Grit before I did anything else. And that was just, you know, was on the come down for a while and then looking for the right project that would, you know, be the right one to follow something like that up. I think it's obviously, it's been a slow shift, I think. And even to this day, I do feel like I'm just getting started. I still have so much to learn, so much I want to do, so far to go. So, I feel like it's all moving at a good pace.
I can't believe you went back to school. If they tried to get me to go back to school, I would have been like, are you kidding? I got nominated for an Academy Award. Piss off.
Yeah, right. That would not have worked with my parents.
Is it true, though, that you homeschooled for a while? Because a lot of us are now having to homeschool our kids because we're all in lockdown.
Yeah, you know, it's its own world for sure. Finding self-motivation is definitely more challenging than, when you're in a classroom full of people and motivators. I don't know how my mom did it. So kudos to all the moms and dads out there that are homeschooling your kids, because I was definitely a piece of work.
Hayley, people around the world have something in common now in that we're all trapped in our own houses and we're all going slightly mad. I've taken up magic tricks. Carrie has started cutting her family's hair. How are you keeping sane?
That's so funny that you started cutting hair. My brother's like in desperate need of a haircut. I happen to think his hair looks great, but he's just like, if somebody doesn't do this, I'm doing it myself.
I can give you a tutorial if you need, because I absolutely nailed it. I honestly, he never needs to go to the hairdresser again, my partner. And then I did my son this morning and he's like, Mom, this is the best haircut I've ever had. I'm like, thank you.
Wow, you know what? You've inspired me. Maybe I'll just go for it.
If it sucks, you never have to go outside at the moment, so no one has to see it.
nobody needs to know. That's perfect. I've actually been sort of making a home studio at my place, which is something I've always wanted to do, and I've finally got the time for it. So I've just been living in this room that I'm currently in. Everything that's behind this camera is currently a mess, and I can't wait to get all of my equipment and make it look nice, and then I can flip this around and show y'all. But I've just been messing around, sort of, you know, trying to stay inspired and creative and keep working.
Well, you've got new music coming out, which I think we were talking to Ryan Tedder, and they've got new music coming out as well. And I was saying, is it a blessing or a curse to have it out at this time? Because for us, it's a blessing. Having beautiful new music to listen to while we're all stuck, you know, in lockdown is so wonderful. But is it a different experience for you trying to release it in this kind of world that we're in at the moment?
Like you just said, I don't know that there's ever a wrong time for music. As a fan of music, I always constantly want new music from my favorite artists. And I just think music has the ability to connect people and bring people joy and happiness. It's such a form of release for me. These are records that I love and I feel really good about, and I've actually had for a while, and I don't want to wait any longer. I want people to be able to enjoy it. And the truth is, once I put the music out, it's no longer mine anymore. It's yours. You know, you get to then do what you will with it and make what you want of it and identify with it as you will. And it's almost sort of, again, that part of it is also a release for me. You know, it's off of my chest, off of my hands and into yours. So I don't know. Again, like I said, it feels a little strange, but I don't know that there's ever a time where music fans aren't wanting new music.
I agree. And what's I Love You's about?
Well, I Love You's is, it's sort of a self-love song, if you will. Taking control of your emotions and your, I don't know, just the ability to be able to decide what is best for you and stick with that. And for the first time in my life, I sort of realized and made the decision and found the clarity and the closure within myself that I needed time to heal and focus on myself. So basically I said to myself, no more I Love You's, no more dudes, no more relationships, no more drama. I need time for myself to figure it all out.
Hayley, I've realized from that description that you mean I Love You's as in the multiple number of times I say I love you. I was hoping when I read the title, we say yous here in Australia, like, oi, yous guys,
I've heard
bugger
it.
Off. Yeah. And I hoped it was like, I love yous. Like, I just love yous.
You know, we can look at it that way. We can do it that way.
You do
That's
have
so
to
funny.
Change the spelling.
I actually throw an S at the end of it too, myself, for whatever reason. If it's only meant to be singular, I'm only talking to one person, I'll still throw the S at the end.
We know what it's like over here at the moment. What's it like over there? What's the mood? How's everyone feeling? How are you feeling about everything that's happening?
Everybody's being affected by this, some more than others. I know the position I'm in and I feel very blessed. But I do think and I hope that, you know, we come out of this stronger than ever and more resilient. I think that we will. And I just really hope that people learn to not take things for granted, because, you know, it's moments like these where we realize that being in my room, like this room is not that big, but it's perfect and it's big enough and it's my space and I can make do and I can find ways to be creative. And if this is all I've got, then this is all I've got. And I think, you know, it's just a huge moment of realization for everybody. And It's just been, you know, I think everybody's realizing that it is quite nice to slow down and take a moment.
Hayley Steinfeld, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for taking the time. Stay safe and stay well over there.
You too. Hope I see you guys in real life soon.
Go get the clippers and give your brother a hair a crack. Honestly, you'll really enjoy it. It was quite fun.
Look out for photos.
Hayley, thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. See you soon.